I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, here to look back on the year in football, the Spartans, the Wolverines, and the Lions, oh my. 2015 was a pretty good year for college football fans in the state of Michigan, especially for fans of its two Big Ten schools. The Michigan Wolverines finished their 2014 season in horrible shape on and off the field. After the students held a campus rally, hoping to get athletic director Dave Brandon fired, a popular website, MGoBlog, did the job for them. When MGoBlog published Brandon's insulting emails to his fans, including "quit drinking and go to bed," Brandon had to resign. For Michigan's last home game that year, only 83,000 fans paid to see it, and thousands of those fans didn't bother to see it. I had not seen so many empty seats in the Big House since I was an 8-year-old kid. Brady Hoke's team lost that game and six more, which cost him his job. Add it all up, and 2014 might have been Michigan football's most miserable year. Michigan fans dreamed that prodigal son Jim Harbaugh would return to the promised land, but just about every single NFL reporter kept on saying no how and no way. But on Saturday night, December 27th, I got off the phone with my sources for the last time, and for the first time, I was completely convinced that Jim Harbaugh was in fact coming back to Michigan. But I asked my wife if I should even bother tweeting this, because who would care at 10:30 on a Saturday night? She said, "Just tweet it or I'll be hearing about it all night long." Okay, fine. I hit send, then I went to brush my teeth. But before going to bed, I checked my Twitter account one last time and watched it explode. I added 10,000 followers in a week. It turns out these Michigan fans were just a little hungry for some good news. A year later, Harbaugh mania shows no signs of letting up. But it was not all milk and honey. Against Michigan State, the Wolverines needed only to execute a game-winning punt to vanquish their rival. Instead, I cannot even explain what happened next. Think of the craziest play you've ever seen and then multiply it by the second craziest and you might be close. Michigan fans were so stunned, their expressions went viral. The Spartans were also expected to lose to undefeated returning national champion Ohio State, especially when the Spartans lost their first-string quarterback. But the Spartans went down to Columbus with their second-string quarterback and beat the Bucks in one of the best coaching jobs I have ever seen. Of course, on the other side of the field, it was one of the worst coaching jobs I've ever seen, and there is your upset. Michigan State became the first school to get to the Final Four in both football and basketball, and they did it in the same year, no less. But the Spartans' luck ran out against Alabama, and so did their offense, which failed to score a single point. Michigan delivered a convincing 41-7 thumping of Florida to notch a 10-win season, exactly twice as many wins as Hoke won last year with the same players. That is what great coaching looks like. Meanwhile, the Detroit Lions fell back to form, missing the playoffs once again. They fired team president Tom Lewan, but kept beleaguered head coach Jim Caldwell, who looks about as confused when the Lions are ahead by 20 as he does when the Lions are losing by 20, which is more common. Love you, Lions fans, but being shocked by this most Lions of seasons is tantamount to Charlie Brown screaming at Lucy for pulling the football. For all the twists and turns, the world is almost back on its axis. The Lions are in last place, the Spartans are riding high, and the Wolverines are catching up fast. 2016 should be a lot of fun, unless you're a Lions fan.